The cemetery actually contains 5 graves, and they belong to Richard Etheridge, his mother, his wife, their daughter, and a grandchild. Each of the graves have been individually covered with a slab of concrete. 2 of the graves, Richard's and that of his mother, still have the original tombstones and footstones, which were laid flat, face up, into the concrete. And the other 3 are missing headstones and footstones and only have the names scratched into the concrete.
And that's the mystery with this. No one really knows why they were laid flat instead of vertical until recently when you were doing research, you found that this piece of property was the site of a World War II era airport. Can you tell me more about that?
In 1942, U-boats sank more than 80 ships off North Carolina alone. So Roanoke Island kind of regained strategic significance because of its proximity to the shipping lines and its connection by road to the mainland. So it kind of made a good spot for an air base. The Civil Air Patrol conducted anti-submarine operations from this airstrip in Skycomb. The federal government funded the airport that Bexar County had started and eventually turned into the Naval Auxiliary Air Station Manteo. Research that I had conducted at the Dare County Airport revealed a 1942 letter to the Dare County Commissioners from the Army Corps of Engineers. And their recommendation for dealing with graveyards in the paths of buildings or runways was to move the graves or lay the headstones flat and build right over top of them.
And since they were laid flat, I guess they were less noticeable and were kind of forgotten about until they were found 30 years later during the aquarium construction. What happened to the airbase after World War II ended?
The barracks served as housing for the Lost Colony actors, and some of those actors would have actually been Andy Griffith and R.G. Armstrong. And in the 1970s, the barracks were used for a 4-H camp, and the Old Navy Infirmary became the recreation hall. So we moved forward into the 80s, and the property became the site of the Marine Resources Center, which was a coastal research facility connected to East Carolina University. And the Marine Resources Center itself would ultimately become the aquarium.
So the land where Mr. Richard Etheridge is buried has changed hands many times over the years, and this property probably once belonged to Mr. Etheridge because the cemetery that's there is a family plot. Can you tell me about Mr. Etheridge?
He was born near the aquarium site in 1842, and although he was only about 20 years old when the Union forces retook Roanoke Island, he was already an expert waterman, and unlike other slaves, he could also read and write. So in 1863, the Union began recruiting slaves freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. And Etheridge joined the Army, and he joined the unit that became known as the 36th U.S. Colored Troops. He served in Maryland and Virginia and Texas. He rose to the rank of sergeant. He mustered out, and he went back home. He came back home to Roanoke Island, and he resumed farming and fishing and even went into business with his former owner.
Now, Mr. Etheridge is most well known for being the keeper of the nation's first all-black life-saving station. He was appointed that position on January 24, 1880, and he served for 20 years, most notably in the 1896 rescue of the schooner E.S. Newman. The ship ran aground 2 miles south of the Pea Island life-saving station during a hurricane. Etheridge and his crew members bravely battled the wind and waves, making 10 trips in their surf boat to rescue the entire crew and passengers from the wreck. Now, Kitty, how did Mr. Etheridge become the first African-American to be appointed keeper of a life-saving station?
He was kind of drawn back to military life, and the United States Life-Saving Service, which is the precursor of the Coast Guard, built its first station on the Outer Banks in 1874. So within about a year, it began replacing the white political appointees who didn't seem to know Bell from Stern with professional watermen, regardless of race. Etheridge joined an integrated or checkerboard crew at Oregon Inlet in 1875, and eventually he was made the keeper at Pea Island Station in 1880. And when his white subordinates quit, Etheridge made Pea Island the only all-black station in the service. And that was a distinction it kept until it was decommissioned in 1947.
And I understand that the Coast Guard has honored Captain Etheridge and the Pea Island Life-Saving Station crew members for their contributions and service to the country. Can you tell me about that?
In 1992, the Coast Guard dedicated the cutter Pea Island, which is one of the 110-foot island-class patrol boats. And 1996, almost 100 years after the event, the Coast Guard posthumously awarded the gold medal to the entire Pea Island crew for the E.S. Newman rescue. And most recently, in 2012, the Coast Guard dedicated the brand new Sentinel-class cutter, the Richard Etheridge, and its captain and crew visited Roanoke Island. And their first stop was the Island Farm, which is an 1850s farm where Richard Etheridge was born, and then they stopped by the aquarium to pay tribute at his gravesite.
If you visit the gravesite today, there's a circular walk around the cemetery and plaques posted with information about Mr. Etheridge and the Pea Island Station. Are there any projects in the works to bring greater visibility to this piece of history there at the aquarium?
So with our upcoming renovation, the aquarium courtyard will be redesigned again, and this will give the cemetery its own fence to help dignify the site. And we'll be expanding interpretation about Richard Etheridge and the Pea Island Lifesavers.
Kitty Doe is the exhibition curator of the North Carolina Aquarium on Roanoke Island. Kitty, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.